Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
On News Radio 930 WBEN, this is Buffalo Means Business, where we tell the stories of local businesses and services. I'm Randy Bushover. If there's a business or service you'd like to hear featured, send me an email at randy.bushover@entercom.com. Joining me is Frank Todaro, owner of Collision Masters. So, Frank, whereabouts are you located?
Thank you for having me here today.
Sure.
We are actually located directly behind the casino downtown Buffalo at 290 South Park Avenue.
And how long have you been in business?
Oh, since I was a little lad. My father had me sweeping the shop after school, weekends. So technically, since the age of 8, 9 years old, I've been really working at it.
Well, that was where I was going to go next for like maybe an expanded version of that,
sure.
How you got started in the industry. Obviously, started maybe before you could get officially paid, I'm guessing, but literally learned the craft in the shop?
Yeah, so being around my father, you know, I'd go there after school. He'd actually pick me up from the bus stop because I was so interested to work with my hands and get to, you know, work with the employees that he had in North Buffalo where he first started. And I always look forward on the weekends just to, you know, I begged him, I want to go to work. I was the oldest son of four children, and I was just always a go-getter. And he always would take me right there and show me the ropes. He never let me touch any of the tools. He wanted me to learn from the bottom up, sweeping, keeping things clean, getting to speak to the customers, know the customers. To this day, customers that still I take care of, they remember me as a little kid, and it's a great thing.
Yeah, and that's what's unique, because you can go both ways in this business, where somebody wants nothing to do with the family business, but you, on the other hand, staying with it. And always just had that genuine interest in doing work on cars?
I did. Actually, my father, he went in for a small surgery 2 weeks prior to me graduating at Lancaster High School. And it was a devastating news that I received that my father went into a coma from that. So I took over from that day forward. That's all I did was collision work and taking care of my family.
And I think you've kind of hit on this already, what it is that separates you from other collision shops, because you could go to a dozen different places to knock out dents and get work done, that sort of thing.
Absolutely. There's larger shops in the area. You know, those are more shops that are, let's be honest, they're more, they're on the stock exchange. And, you know, it's not about the dollars. It's about making sure you have the connection with the customer. So we can tell you more about that family that comes in than any other person. We have a connection, and our quality, our customer service skills is what we really thrive on, and that's our main focus. It's not always the dollar. You got to have a connection. This is Buffalo. This is what we're about.
And I'm guessing not every day is the same for you guys, because you literally don't know what may or may not walk in that door that day.
Oh, every day is a new challenge. We don't know. We can have a snowstorm, and then, you know, right now, here we are. I walked in. There was no snow. Moments later, it's coming down. You know, it's a snow globe right now. This is what Buffalo is. We have to be ready at all times.
And do you have maybe seasonal issues? Because I know a lot of times we're always talking about the freeze-thaw cycle just before winter really gets started and then before it loses its grip, where you're going to have maybe some tire problems or suspension, that sort of thing.
Well, yeah. Here in Erie County, the one thing that we do combat is potholes. So that's an issue that many cars are coming in, they're hobbling in or coming on a tow truck. Freeze-thaw causes a lot of issues with the roads. That's an issue that we've been dealing with for years. And we know we're very considerate to the people to get them towed in and try to put them at the top of the list and get them back on the road.
And from what I see, it's not just collision service. You guys also offer some auto glass and detailing, too.
Absolutely. Every vehicle that comes through Collision Masters will get a complimentary detail, professional detail. So regardless of how it came in, it's going to come out even better.
And that's inside, outside, and trunk?
That's right. Trunk, even under the hood. We'll wipe down that engine for you.
All right. I got to start going down there because I could definitely use a little
trunk
work,
especially. I'd love
to give you a tour.
Yep, absolutely.
Because that's the one thing, not to get too crazy here, but that's one thing that people forget. They don't do the trunk. They always do floors front and back, and that's
it.
Yeah,
we'll take the mats right out. We'll get in the cup holders. We really care about what we do. It's all about attention to detail.
talking with owner Frank Todaro with Collision Masters on News Radio 930 WBEN. This is Buffalo Means Business. And so many people are familiar with what to do when it comes to collision repair when their vehicle acquires some damage. Many think they have to go where their insurance agent tells them to go. That's not necessarily the case, though.
No, everyone has the right to choose wherever they want to go. With Collision Masters, we are already connected with a majority of the large insurance carriers, which makes the process much easier. The customer can just come in, get into a rental car, sign a few documents, and they're off with their life. And we'll take care of it from that point on.
And what about the rights or options that they have? Do people generally just not have any concept of what they should be doing, what their first thing should be other than asking for the police intervention to come to an accident site?
Yeah, we always recommend at an accident scene, everyone most nowadays has a cell phone. You know, first thing is make sure everyone's okay. Get away from the actual scene, get off the side of the road, exchange information. If anyone's hurt, you definitely want to make sure that the police are involved to get a report. The main thing is just getting some photographs, and then you can always call your insurance company and let them know what happened.
And once you get to that, you accept pretty much all insurance? That's not
absolutely
an issue?
Absolutely. We work with every insurance carrier. They know us very well.
I also understand, again, we're talking about this location. That has always been the spot for you, right? That's where this place has been, and people pretty much around the area know where you are?
Well, my father started in North Buffalo, right behind Delta Sonic Car Wash there. And, you know, he started there in 78, and then I took over in 97. And then we still own the building, but I progressed and moved down to Pearl Street. I was there for 13 years, did a great job, and then we just grew the business so much that we needed a larger facility. Finding that in downtown footprint nowadays, not easy feat. But I did find one, completely rehabbed the whole building, it was a two-year project, and now customers can actually drive into, they're out of the elements, drive in and stay warm, get a cup of coffee, we'll write the estimate for them, we'll explain the procedures, what they expect, and we give them a promise date, and we stick to that promise date to make sure that vehicle is done and ready when they expect it.
A couple things occur to me. First of all, you've seen a lot of things pop up in that vicinity in recent years, and that must have helped drive some business too, I would expect.
Yeah, so while I'm building, the casino itself was doing another addition at the time. It seems like every other month now there's a new restaurant opening up. There's more sports venues, more concerts happening and occurring. And also there's more bars, which is good. You know, everyone's hanging out after work and, you know, just relaxing a little bit. You know, that's all we need to do nowadays.
And you mentioned under the original construction of the building, the care that was taken. I also understand, of course, the impression is, you know, grimy oil everywhere. Not the case. You keep it pretty spick and span, at least as spick and span as you can,
absolutely,
knowing that it's a repair shop.
Yeah, the environment in our building, we're painting cars, so we have a controlled environment. We need to make sure there's no additional dust laying around. Everyone is taking care of their own workstations. So, you know, the old days of, you know, grime and darkness and leaking roofs, that is not what it's about. We run a prestigious location there.
And not only that, very community-minded as well. Yeah. I don't really want to set up the story other than to say I understand that you provided a vehicle to a woman who was dealing with something very difficult.
Yes, yes. Her daughter was fighting pediatric cancer for years. And we came together with the National Auto Body Council and put a plan together to find someone in need. And I reached out to a good friend of mine, Gwen Mizeak. She's the executive director for the Punn Foundation. And I said, Gwen, is there someone that's in need? And she goes, Frank, let me just put that on the burner and I'll let you know. Within 3 hours, she got in touch with some social workers and a story came out that this lady, her car broke down and she needed to get her child back and forth to Roswell. And I said, let's take care of her. So at the time, she had no car. I worked with an insurance company to gain a car and rebuild it. In the meantime, I work with Hertz that I have a very good company relationship with, and they provided a vehicle at no charge for her while we were taking care of a car for her.
Very commendable, and that is awesome. Do you get the opportunity to do things like that often?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you can't just give away the store every time, but, I mean, for special cases like that.
Well, the beauty of it is that I have so many connections with the paint manufacturers. West Herr, Scott Beeler, God bless him, he stepped up. They provide the parts at no charge. Amazing company. We buy a majority of our parts from them just for the reason that they're very community-minded, and that's what I want to do, keep everything local, and everyone's on the same page with the community. PPG Refinishing donated the color and all the clear coat to paint the car. My technicians delivered their own, they volunteered their own time. So it was just a great effort. It's a feel-good energy in the shop, and we're going to do this every year.
Very cool. Going back to what we talked a little bit about in terms of conditions that we're facing or have faced a little bit so far this winter, things that drivers should kind of be aware of that they can do kind of as preventive measures maybe before they end up having to go to someone like you.
Well, I always recommend making sure their tires are a main component to make sure they have good sets of tires on their vehicles all the way around, not just the front or the back, all the way around. Making sure that their fuel tank is always at least more than a quarter tank at the bare minimum. You never know if you're going to get into traffic and stuck on the throughway. Emergency blanket, to have some jumper cables in the trunk at all times. Bottled water is always a safe thing to have also, and maybe a few candy bars. Those are things I recommend.
Pick off a couple of the first two things you mentioned, the tires. Of my understanding that, you know, quote-unquote snow tires, but maybe not the most effective, or are they better than just all season tires?
All seasons are fine, but when you go into the next, when you're just here in our climate, we get snow, it's not measured in inches, it could be feet. It's a recommendation that you do get a set of snow tires. I don't think it's a need, but it's always a plus to have.
And why is it important to have at least a quarter of a gallon of gas?
Well, as I mentioned, if you're in traffic and then next thing you know, you know, you get a snowfall, and it's feet, again, not inches. You can get stuck on that throughway for hours, and it's happened.
So from a practical standpoint, I was thinking back in the old days, there was always worry about condensation in there maybe getting in.
Today's day and age with these cars.
Improved?
We're beyond that now.
Understood. What else should people be considering with the change in the season?
Just make sure you have enough space in between the vehicles. You know, that's always a thing, you know. Ice will creep up on you within seconds. You know, you get a tall building with a shadow on the road and you're driving over a bridge. Consider that an ice rink. And I've seen it, you know. You hit the brake and you're spinning out. You lose control. Just take your time. There's no rush. Everyone needs to get somewhere. But if the faster you go, the more problems are going to occur.
Right, and end up having to use your services, which
unfortunately
which will end up being good because you'll do good quality work, but you don't want to have to be put in that situation.
Right. Well, people come to me because it's already an inconvenient situation, so we try to make the best of it.
Absolutely. Anything else that you would like to get out there?
No, I really appreciate everyone having me here today, and I really love Buffalo, this community, and that's what we're all about. So thank you very much.
Well, Frank, appreciate the time and appreciate the community service as well, because it's always good to hear stories like that.
Absolutely.
Especially around this time of year, too.
It's my pleasure.
Just kind of helps add to the season. That's Frank Todaro, owner, Collision Masters. This is Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.